Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, and we're going to officially kick off the broadcast after this first break. Some stations do not carry these first little five-minute segments, but I have a strange radio clock because I basically changed an official clock because I didn't feel like having to have government propaganda news posing as corporate news funneled at people in the first 5 minutes of an hour. And so we provide this first 5 minutes every day in every hour. And a lot of the stations do actually carry this 5 minutes. And it gives us more time, but then there's a little three-minute break for stations to have their commercials when we do go to break. But another very important transmission lined up today. Newt Gingrich is in deep trouble. The Politico did get it right. He's being torpedoed by the Drudge Report last night and today. Anytime you want to destroy Newt Gingrich, you can. They haven't even trotted out his stuff he's written in essays and the foreword to Alvin and Heidi Toffler's, one of their books I've read on air, where he calls for basically the end of the family, world government, the end of U.S. sovereignty, and that he's part of a kind of globalist, Marxist, creepoid, futurist society. That's why the globalists chose him, ran him for Congress originally in Georgia, and that he is a Clintonista ringer. Everybody in Congress has always known this, to take conservative and libertarian revolutions and flush them down the toilet. But now all these witnesses are coming out about how much he hated Ronald Reagan and how much he was basically a blue blood with George Herbert Walker Bush, helping to torpedo when he was in Congress, real tax cuts and real cutting of government. And it's just par for the course. So I'm glad all those chickens are coming home to roost. The problem is the Republican establishment, I don't think, is going after Newt, because you've got Ann Coulter doing it. You've got National Review doing it. You've got them all going after him right now. They're going after him because I guess he's a threat to Mitt Romney. And they also know it scares them when Nancy, the criminal Pelosi, the insider trading skunk, says, oh, he'll never be president. I'll destroy him. I've got the dirt. Like the witch. They know she's not bluffing. So they are torpedoing the demon Gingrich right now. And I can't say I'm sad about that.
We'll be right back.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Start your engines. It's going to be an incredibly jam-packed broadcast today. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. It is Thursday, the 26th day of January, 2012. Larger contingents of a British naval fleet are entering areas around the Strait of Hormuz, openly telling Tehran, don't think about closing the Strait of Hormuz. Now that an oil shipment export embargo has been placed on the nation, Iran is vowing at an unspecified time, officially via their government organs like Press TV, to close the Strait of Hormuz. That is big news. We've got news pouring out of Davos that we're going to be going over, where the world's elite, that's French news agency headline, I thought that didn't exist. I thought that was a conspiracy theory. I mean, if you say the sky's blue and it's not given government pointy head bureaucrat approval, yeah, the sky's not blue. The sun doesn't affect climate. The UN says so. You know, that sounds like a joke. It's not a joke. That's equivalent of saying the sky isn't blue unless they say so. So all of that is going on, and it is definitely crazy. We're going to be breaking that down. The Davos Forum is basically admitting we're going into a global depression. When the head of the IMF has said again, give them over $100 trillion of your tax money. Give the banks that engineered the collapse and created the derivatives and the fraud, give them the galactic size, basically infinity paycheck of your money. And in turn, things may not be as bad, and they'll run your life and jack up your taxes and lecture you and standardize police and military forces worldwide to absolutely destroy all basic liberties and freedoms. And arrest anyone that criticizes them, and shut down web freedom. It's all being announced by these criminal tyrants as they sit up there in their big mafia meeting with their corporate prostitute, paid-for Decepticon, cesspool, cesstream, traitor media, telling us how lucky we are to have these crooks destroying our society. Now, you'll remember about a month ago, Paul Watson did an article where Google admitted that they're removing YouTube videos that are, quote, anti-government or critical of the government. In the U.S., this is now happening. And, of course, Google has announced that they're going to delist people they want to off the web, and they're going to push down search rankings, and they're going, I mean, here's an example. Just a few months ago, if you typed in Strait of Hormuz, you would get Tehran Times, Press TV, top of Google News when you click the news function, because obviously that's the real news out of Iran. That's the authority. And whatever gets the most hits in the old algorithm, the most views, the most traffic, it goes to the top. Not anymore. Now you don't find Press TV or Tehran Times anywhere near the top. In fact, last time I checked 2 days ago, you couldn't even find it. It was a listener pointed this out. For 2 years, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, big news sites known the world over, the biggest alternative media sites in the world, unless you count Drudge Report as an alternative media site, which is much bigger than our sites combined. But we're the biggest if you don't count the Drudge Report. All of that is, of course, Drudge is bigger than the New York Times, Twitter, and Facebook combined, and New York Times admits that. So, I mean, it's in a class of its own. The point is that we're not there. You go to the news, you want news alerts, you click on it, you can see other news articles attacking us or talking about us, but you will not see us there. And now they're beginning to delist us and move us out of the main searches. We're already, in fact, we've seen the notices from a consulting company we've got that looks at it, that we've been lowered in the rankings. As we get bigger, as we win in the info war, as that supposed level playing field algorithm is removed, we are removed. And, of course, here's the Washington Post yesterday. Google announces privacy changes across products. Users can't opt out. And it goes on to say that the web giant is going to basically be tracking everything you do and sharing it, and that privacy groups are concerned and are upset about this. So that's what we've got going on that front. Consumers won't be able to opt out of the changes, which take effect March 1st, and experts say the policy shift will invite greater scrutiny from federal regulators of the company's privacy and competitiveness practices. Yeah, they already only pretty much try to send you to their sponsors, the people that pay them. And so it's totally skewed. They were free and open using NSA software that they were built on 12 years ago, and that's on record, and CIA funding through NQTEL on record. And now that they've got most of the web under their control and are dominating and you know, taking over cell phones, smartphones, every different facet that you can imagine across the interwebs, now they're coming in. And by the way, my IT people have already pointed out before we saw these articles that they're already seeing Google doing this. It's already integrating. It's already telling other people that Google knows, that you know, that, hey, Bob searched this, Alex searched that, Max searched this. It is so incredibly creepy. And it just teaches everybody that you have no privacy, you have no rights. I mean, we've gone in this system from the media and the government acting like you're an insane person if you say that anybody's watching you or tracking you or violating your privacy, to just, yeah, the government listens to everything you do and face scans you and does voice print and is tracking everything and does have the teacher at your school spying on your kids, and your kids are being trained to spy on you and write papers on you, and your pastor works for the government spying on you, and all of this is happening. Now, I'm going to get more into that, but Kurt Demo is doing a story on this right now. London Telegraph. Government inquiry. Google asked to remove dozens of web pages for national security. Now, the headline, I'm going to go talk to Kurt during the break. The headline should be UK D-notices go worldwide. And a D-notice is when a reporter reports that witnesses saw police dragging the body of Dr. Kelly, the head weapons inspector, who was clearly killed. He said, I've been threatened to be killed if I don't shut up. But he said, there are no WMDs. We're being lied to. So they killed him. And when it came out in some local news that people saw the body being drugged there, it was just D-notice. And I've been on BBC radio before, and they'll just laugh at me and say, that never happened, even though I have a copy of the articles. Even though I've talked to members of parliament. Even though 90%+ of Brits now know Dr. David Kelly was murdered, I go on BBC radio and the host laughs at me, knowing full well I'm telling the truth. They are literally Winston Smith working for Big Brother, destroying truth and replacing it with lies. I was listening to BBC radio on XM. I monitor random stuff driving home yesterday, stuck in traffic for about 45 minutes. And on three different interview sections, they were worshiping communist and socialist from different parts of the world in different news pieces, how great they were. And then they cut to Jean-Luc Picard's the actor, is the character's name. I forget. What's that actor's name? Shakespearean actor? Yeah, Patrick Stewart is on. And I got home and didn't get to hear the whole thing. And he was giggling and snickering and gibbering about how great socialism was the whole time. I mean, it is so creepy that we've got just the general public being completely brainwashed. And there they are selling socialism like it's for the average person, when the ultra rich have always pushed socialism. The British royalty created it. And then push it as a false opposition to themselves, to socialize the general wealth, to control society, make people dependent on the state, and to shut down competition. And I have to hear this person gibbering about how great socialism is and being patted on the head by the deceptive operative doing the interview. And to hear Stuart rolling over like a dog on his back, showing his belly in glee that she's creamily smacking her lips. I mean, it is sick. You see, most people aren't just watching TV and obsessed with issues of no significance. They're living in dream worlds where they play out these little fantasy lands, these little dress-up games with themselves about who they are. They never even live. And that's what I found with a lot of actors. They're that way. They're not real people. That's why they're good actors, because they can step in to this imaginary fruitcake world. But here it goes. Google, they report, is now shutting down web pages, including stuff in other countries, when the British filthy, murdering, criminal, pedophile government involved in every crime you can imagine, just the most sickening, miscreant trash the earth has ever seen. Whenever they want it, they shut down the web. And that brings us to the next big, super enchilada that I've got for you that integrates with this article. This is from the Department of Homeland Security press release at Infowars.com. And again, Homeland Security is the cancer taking over America. It's the John Carpenter thing they dig up out of the snow that takes you over and replicates. And they are announcing total global seizure of infrastructure and of all commerce globally. To have a job, to work, and for any country to ship anything to the U.S., they must adopt global standard regulatory systems, which are really already in place, but this just makes it law, and it ties in with Obama signs global internet treaty worse than SOPA.
Waging war on corruption, Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, in just the last week, we've gotten 12 new stations, but I was just sent a partial list of these. I want to dig out the Albuquerque station. There's a whole bunch of others before I even plug these. I tell you, it's good to have the problem of getting so many stations. You have to scramble just to promote them all, but wonderful folks out there. So before the hour is over, I'm going to compile, because I know it's 12 stations in the last 2 weeks, but there's like six or seven others. And so will you pull out of that list the ones that aren't on here, because I noticed that some of them aren't on here, but very exciting. It's a good thing we're on some AM and FM terrestrial stations, because the way the internet censorship's going, people may not be able to get us there soon. Now, this is such a big deal. This is such a big deal. What's happening? Here's a headline. Experts: Google privacy shift will have greater impact on Android users. And then it goes on to basically admit that you're not going to be able to opt out of them location pinging where you're at. That's going to be given to everybody. It's just hellish. And there's going to be so many robberies and so many murders and so many horrible things. I mean, already people don't think and put on Facebook where they live and, oh, look at my new computer, look at my new stereo, look at my new diamond ring, and they get robbed an hour later. And people finding out where you shop and what you do, it is so creepy. So that's just some of the news on that front. And imagine, Google gets everybody addicted to using them, and has all this data, and depending on how you read this terms of service agreement, they're talking about linking this new information up with all the old data. And that's what my IT people are telling me that they already noticed a few weeks ago, was that Google was already doing what Facebook's doing. I mean, you go on Facebook and it says, identify this person for security so you can access your Facebook. And it's showing you somebody from high school you went to high school with that you haven't talked to in 20 years. And you're like, how does it know that? I mean, that's happening in this office just to use our Facebook. And what it's doing is it's getting you to give it human intelligence to integrate and to confirm that data. And so it's sourcing data. It's a giant spy vacuum cleaner. And now Google is going to be doing all of this? I am not going to use Google anymore. I've always known it's bad. I've pointed that out. But most even of the proxy servers, proxy sites end up using Google, but they just shield you through the proxy while you're doing it. But I'm going to do more research. We're going to do some special reports in the next few weeks and reviews. But I've got to check with my IT people, and I'm going to check with some outside consultants. I'm going to check with Dr. Stallman, and I'm going to try to talk to Declan McCullough of CNET News, get his take on it. And I'm going to really try to do some real research because, you know, I'm an expert on the New World Order and all these systems. When it gets down to little technical things like that, I'm going to do a review, and I'm going to tell you the top 10 alternative search engines, and we're going to launch a Google boycott. It's time. We've been using their systems against them, but they're really starting to clamp down, and we've got to build up the alternatives quickly. Now, continuing again, they're working with the British government to shut down websites that criminal system doesn't want the public to see. Google received 65 requests from government to remove web pages from its database in the first half of the year. The Levinson inquiry has heard. National security was the single biggest category among the reasons cited for wanting pages removed from Google search results, the company's legal director said. It says, who flew from the U.S. to give evidence to the inquiry and media standards, said that Google had complied with the request 82% of the cases. Having heard evidence from the newspaper editors and journalists over the last month, Lord Justin Levinson turned his attention to online news providers to help him address the issue of how best to achieve a level playing field between print and online media when it comes to regulation. See, the newspapers are complaining that they're under total government control. D-notice is every day, and the D-notice is secret. I mean, I remember Paul Watson did articles on this that we thought it was a D-notice. When you type London bombing or bombings in on Google News and on Google Web, our articles were number one, being read by millions of people a day. We couldn't hardly keep the servers up in the weeks after the bombing. And our articles were proving it was a government setup. Well, suddenly we were just delisted on that particular. But Google got tired of just delisting us on particular things. And so it's on. I mean, there you go, total proof. Now, that's nothing. I'm going to explain why all this is coming out in the open now on the other side and what to expect next. Then all the big news on other subjects. Stay with us. Yeah, the revolution against tyranny better start quick and better get intense. The awakening process is ongoing, but then you've got to put that into action because the global crime syndicate is involved in a revolution against our laws, not just in the United States, but worldwide, that have always protected the population from tyranny. Every basic liberty is being assaulted. The out-of-control federal government here in the United States, in Europe, and in the UK, Australia, New Zealand, it's all standardized globally, is assaulting every basic freedom and doubling down against anyone that tries to stand up against it, even in a mild way. Because the crooks know they've got to fully dominate us and keep us down. It's like that line from A Bug's Life. In fact, try to cue that up if you can. It's A Bug's Life. Grasshopper talks about keeping the ants down. He says, if you let one of those little ants stand up, 1,000 might stand up. And so it's not about food. It's about dominating them and letting them know we're the boss. Because the grasshoppers are all sitting around going, boss, who cares about that little ant standing up to you? Let's just stay here and pig out on all this grain. And he's like, oh, you're not worried about one little ant. He throws one grain at him, and it bounces off his chest. And he goes, no, see, it's no big deal. And he goes, how about another one? No big deal. And he pulls a lever and dumps a big container of grain on him that basically crushes him. And he says, how about that? How about 1,000 of them? And so They're sitting around going, how do we federalize America? How do we train people to let us forcibly inoculate them? How do we train people there's no Fourth Amendment? How do we get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution? How do we get rid of the 10th Amendment and train everybody to have the military on the streets and domestic checkpoints? Well, we'll just start having drills everywhere. And we'll get the Boy Scouts involved and have them in the community helping hunt for guns. And when we start doing it in 1995, that's the earliest we found it, with the Boy Scouts, we'll say it's for overseas. But by 98, we'll admit it's for America. We do have cases in 87 of Marines dressed up in Army and Army dressed up in police uniforms raiding gun shops. We've confirmed that in Norfolk, Virginia, and other areas. So they're very quiet, secret operations at first, just to beta test and commit the crime of federal troops involved in America. I mean, it's a serious crime, or was a crime, and then to just slowly beta test, slowly learn. And now, in the month of January and February, there are more than 100, Steve Watson did an article on this yesterday, 100 giant U.S. Army drills and Marine Corps drills inside U.S. cities, locking down entire areas. And you're, of course, seeing it announced in your town. And I've been at these. I mean, they'll have troops walk over with guns and say, turn your camera off. They will then suddenly go live and set up checkpoints on highways and pull you and your family out. I mean, it is so sick, just like Katrina. And they're just getting all the cops ready, all the military ready. They're finding out who speaks out, putting them in a file. Okay, you're getting rotated to DU cleaning of tanks. You're getting sent to Afghanistan, boy. You don't like pulling that family out of that car? You're going to wonder in a month why you get sent to Siberia. It's the old joke. And then they're just building their army of wicked people that'll do this. Now, most of the military that are saying they will fire on citizens are not evil. They're very, very stupid. It was about 3 years ago, I was in New York, and I ran into repeatedly, I had regular Army and National Guard run across the street at me when I'd videotape them and yell and cuss and threaten to physically attack me. It's in my film Endgame. And I'd bowed up and just said, go ahead, do whatever you're going to do, you traitorous scum. They had, you know, their guns on their hips and everything. And then they would kind of freak out. And then the cops would come over and then their commander would say, no, 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 you know, it's not time yet. But I noticed that in a lot of cases, they were total gangbanger types, or it was very sad. I know that they must have, I'm not trying to be mean to folks because it's very sad, you know, this when this happens, but definitely some of the troops I would go up to and talk to in the subways had some type of chromosomal problem. You could see them. They look different. In fact, I ran into two guys that I guess the military must allow a certain type. I know there's a lot of different chromosomal problems, but they looked the same, and they had speech impediments. And they no way they had above 75 IQs. And so they've also, I guess, they figure it's more powerful at least than the combat droids they've got right now. So they're go ahead and are going to use some of those frontline. Now, of course, I also told you, and I'm not joking, that what a decade ago that the Pentagon said by 2012, half of the forces in the air, Air Force, your Navy, Air Forces, Army Air Force, a Marine Corps Air Power, that half of it would be drone. And they also said that of that, they wanted to have a large percentage that was going to be autonomous, where it's just programmed and sent out. That has now happened. By 2020, they want to have over 90% drone, and half the ground force is going to be robot. So, and you will be in 2020 if we're still on the air. I doubt that if they keep going forward. Folks like us aren't going to be on the air. But the message has been sent, so we'll be in your mind. But the point is that half the ground force in 8 years is going to be robots. And they haven't been showing these to a lot of people because it freaks folks out. I knew from Marine Corps sources 14 years ago that they didn't just have swords. But they've got stuff for psychological operations that's meant to scare people. You see, when you see something like Terminator, you think that's a movie and that the government's imitating art? No, no, the art's imitating life. That's all predictive programming. I've talked to high-level military people when I've brought up what I was told by some Marines and others that, yes, they've got basically tracked creatures, but then on top of it, they've got multi-armed systems that look like something out of Terminator, and they've even got some of them skull heads on top. They find that really scares people. So they've got, and they've got mini tanks that, and I've actually seen it in the Honolulu Advertiser, had an article on it a few years ago, but I've been told about it when it was classified. And it's like a mini tank about the size of a big Dodge pickup, but it's got treads and it's got emergency wheels under it that can come out if those get damaged. And there was like 15 guns on the front of it. I mean, it was like a tank a kid would draw. It looked like science fiction tanks I would draw as a child because I liked, you know, science fiction, and I'd draw like, you know, science fiction army tanks with like 15 guns on the front. It's just unlimited money, our money, to just build unlimited armies against us. And because they know there's been big debates about getting pilots out of the aircraft, and it's not going to be humans going to the space. It's not going to be humans in jet aircraft. It's not going to be humans fighting. It's going to be big floating fortresses that come up next to your country that's got a bunch of human technicians that work on the robots, that work on the robots, and then big giant helicopters and Ospreys and other land ship landers land and disgorge basically treaded 18-wheelers that then pull up into the area and dump out a bunch of killer robots. And they've got them, skull heads, they've got big spiders, everything. And of course, you'll see these soon. I mean, they're already showing some of them. They did a lot of hard kill slaughter on families all over Iraq with the little primitive swords throwing hand grenades, ejecting hand grenades. They launch them and machine gunning 50 cal. They've got robot Humvees that are remote control. Already seven states have legalized 18-wheelers driving around that have no driver. It's just similar to that. It's already happening. And basically, helicopter flies over, drops a bunch of little mini spiders that are basically hand grenades. They come up to where you're at, blow up. They've got race-specific nanotech bioweapons that self-destruct a few hours after they've been released. Supposedly, that's going to stop blowback. It's not even really a virus. It's more of an artificial nanotech that kills you. They've got, of course, at least hundreds of airborne super weapons that kill over 90% of those that come in contact with them. And that's why they don't care that you know and have congressional hearings about government-run child kidnapping rings and nobody gets in trouble. That's why they don't care that you know they're running torture camps worldwide. That's why they have the troops on Fox News growing the opium. They'll soon have robots to do that. And the troops are all freaked out. They were having mutinies over there. That was coming out about the drug dealing and the troops being ordered to load the heroin on to be flown into America and Europe. And so they just said, get the troops on BBC, CNN, ABC, Fox News. And you can see the news clips. Just type in government admits opium being grown. And it's got the troops all standing around. And the colonel's out there. Yeah, we grow the opium. It's what we do. And everybody's kind of, we're not glad about it, but okay. And the troops are like, well, I guess it's on TV. It's okay. See, they were in the old system where they thought it was illegal, which it is. But see, now it's just to throw it in your face. And that's why these people are such scum, is because it's all funny to them. And only a huge awakening now, and only a refusing the system, and only a realizing that our own destruction... I mean, I was reading these contracts. They got a lot of these robots built in the United States, Canada, in England and Europe, but a lot of the components are built in China. And I mean, think of the crooks. They have unlimited money. They've got unlimited trillions that they make up out of nothing that we prop up with our taxes. And they've already got the air forces of the four branches half converted over to drones, and they're getting ready to convert almost all the others except for meat carriers. You know, and again, the military themselves are brainwashed, sleep deprivation, shaved heads, cult programming developed by the Germans. That's what it is. They're just biological androids, but they have a soul so they can wake up. You're obsolete. You're gone. You're done. You're given a soft kill DU serving. You're given soft kill vaccines. You're listed as the top enemy because they know that you tend to actually become conscious. because you're not just an animal, you're not just an android. They can keep you in an android state, in a mesmerized, brainwashed, woohoo football state, but you can break out of it. So you're slated as the number one enemy, because in the future war, when we face the robots and the roid head SWAT teams backing them up that sit there like cowards a mile away, you know, driving up the little tank with the shotgun howitzer blowing your house up, and as the zit face, you know, kids sit there just overseeing, they'll be like butlers to the drones and robots, you know, just there as a backup in case there's any glitches. You know, they'll be there to hit the override and self-destruct on them, and just nothing but sniveling scum of every type, killing the last generation of servants. They themselves, like every tyrant does, will be killed, and then it's just phasing in the mass bioweapons releases. And man, you think about it. They've just got these giant warehouses of drone helicopters with the nerve gas on them, drone helicopters with the bioweapons. And that's what's really scary, is that after they've staged all the terror attacks and clamped down on society and got everybody reporting on their neighbors to get some credits, to get some food, and reporting on their neighbors to get some, you know, to turn their guns in to get some food, after we're deep into this in a fully broken, servile, pathetic society, the warehouses open, the helicopters lift with the bio or chem weapon. Sunshine Project out of Texas, again, 12 years ago, got the documents on the Marine Corps plan for the helicopter stationed around the country with human pilots with knockout gas or other gases to knock out whole cities during civil insurrection. And, of course, the Marines wanted that reclassified. You can read those articles about that. Just type in Marine Corps orders Sunshine Project to, you know, to remove and reclassify documents. But the point is that now they don't even need to have people get in the helicopters and do it. The globalists just have it all set up. It's all compartmentalized. Robot trucks deliver the nerve gas. Robots load the drones. You've only got a few technicians involved at the nerve gas plant. They don't even know where it's going. Or the bioweapon plant, the airborne Ebola. They hit the button. The globalists, Nancy Pelosi, all of them on record have passes to the underground bunkers, nuclear power plants, underground reservoirs, everything. They emerge 2 years later. We're all dead. And they openly say, the globalists say, I mean, I've given you their quotes and their plans, that that is what their big goal is. And as soon as they think they've got it ready, they're going to do it. Right now, they just want to get World War III going with the Muslims. They want to get control governments in with control elites there who are being promised access to the bunkers and access to the future to make sure it's a concerted, standardized extermination of humanity. This is why I understand I'm risking my life doing this, folks, but there's no future if we don't stop this. I know, I was the kook that said they'd use derivatives to bring in a worldwide depression, but that before that happened, there'd be staged terror attacks, probably blowing up something like the World Trade Center to blame it on bin Laden, and that they would set up a system called Homeland Security to take over our society and pass laws to abolish posse comitatus and allow the secret arrest of U.S. citizens, now law. This is just us being chained down so the vampire can come over and drink our blood at its leisure. You look your grandkids in the eyes, folks, and you know in my gut, everybody's got gut instinct, not just the data. You know, even though this sounds crazy, you know inside it's true. You know it's true. We just, by the way, they just found the Sunshine Project documents. Go ahead and click on it because it was still saved on the Wayback Machine, and I guess the Marines got tired of bullying people. As long as somebody followed their order to pull it off their website, you can find it on the Wayback Machine and the digital archives. I don't know, is that the one at the insistence of the United States Marine Corps? The July 14th, three items were removed from the Sunshine Project online clearinghouse. Yeah, and that's the knockout gas for U.S. cities. The military doesn't work for us. You figured that out yet? New World Order took over a long time ago. And they've been, but again, they're in control of the top and control of the money. Now they're just, there was still so much freedom of speech. Independent radio stations, still a free web. They don't have total control yet. They want the total control. They want the Homeland Security. And I just mentioned to you that when they have their global standardization in place, that's when they drop the hammer. And they've almost got it. Here's a Homeland Security press release today. Secretary Napolitano unveils national strategy for global supply chain security. And it says from all over the world, and Homeland Security is at Davos getting agreements from the corporate world leaders who then install it into all their systems, of a global national security supply chain and World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The Department of Homeland Security is committed to facilitating legitimate trade and travel. Oh, they're going to facilitate legitimate. They're going to decide while preventing terrorists from exploiting supply chains, protecting transportation systems from attacks and disruptions, and increasing their reliance on global supply chains. That means shutting everybody down. And it goes on. What do they say in the documents we reported on 2 days ago that are so bombshell? Shock docs, total federalization of police. They're going to hire all the police, checkpoints, groping, forced inoculations, all being announced under new Homeland Security mission. Mission creep, DHS agency abandons fighting terrorism, shift to hiring police, taking over America, and dealing with political dissenters. Now they say they're going after you for your speech. They are open eugenicist terrorists who make Hitler look like an angel of love. Look at Chertoff. He is the angel of death. His name means son of the devil. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I give you my absolute word from the depths of my soul that what I've told you here in the last 15 minutes is the absolute researched, verified truth in not triplicate, not quadruplicate, but by the thousands. Okay, I wish every day this wasn't true. I wish every second, but look at the horrors of Pol Pot, of Hitler, of Mao, of Stalin, of the thousands of tyrants throughout history. Thousands of them who would just do horrible things and burn down whole cities and order the firstborn children killed. So many cultures would always order the firstborn killed. The Egyptians, the Aztecs, almost every culture, the Druids. When psychopaths get into control, and that's what I'm trying to get across to you. Imagine you're a criminal elite who 160 years ago, based in the British Empire, says we need to learn how to stay in power. We want to, as part of the scientific revolution, not just be ham-fisted about tyranny, but really get it refined. And the elites came back, the scientific elites, and said, okay, we'll start putting stuff in the water and food to make them more docile or kill them, whatever you wish. We don't just suggest that we kill the infirm. We'll actually try to promote more of them, but we'll tell the low-level eugenicists that we're trying to get rid of them. We want to kill the intelligent that don't serve us, that challenge us, which is what a grizzly bear does to the male baby, which is what male lions do to male babies, to cubs. I mean, really, you see it in the animal kingdom. And they said, yes, that's what we're doing. Survival of the fittest taken to the next degree, social Darwinism. And I mean, you know, look, the guys have learned that they can just type in whatever I say and pull it up. And this is what's scaring the system here. This show is all about teaching you how to look up stuff. I said, Texas Sunshine Project, Marine Corps documents, censored. And they pulled it up, and then you can find the links where it's still archived for now, where it talks about helicopters ready in every sector of the U.S. to take off with knockout gas, and they estimate it'll kill 14% of people in the cities they hit, because you'll have car wrecks, fires, explosions, people falling over with hardcore 100% opium gases. That they and then, of course, they've got the lethal ones and the rest of it. I mean, you can't make it up. I mean, I remember when Marines told me, you ought to see the combat robots we've got, but they're highly classified. And then later I'd talk to top generals and people off record. They're like, how do you know about that? I talked to the former head of Star Wars program, and I said, tell me about the unmanned robot space planes and the DU Sabo. And he's like, how do you know that? He goes, well, I can tell you some because there was one leak. But I can only tell you about the leak. I mean, folks, they've got, since the 70s, orbiting black mana craft with DU decapitation weapons that are meant to kill leaders in an hour worldwide in super deep bunkers. I mean, the globalists have taken America's incredible wealth and built the empire of Satan. And the country's under strong delusion. And now Homeland Security is announcing standardization of everything. Homeland Security is just a militarized force already implementing what the corporate chiefs have agreed on. Just like 40 years ago, this year, worldwide blood began to be taken at birth. Again, large, secret, standardized, unified continuity of agenda towards world government. And when the world government is set up, they are going to release weapons to kill at least 90% of us. They've said they are.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I've been so wound up in the last hour reading these global eugenics documents and watching Homeland Security at Davos be the worldwide takeover arm of all commerce and every facet of our lives. The announcements of domestic checkpoints, naked body scanners everywhere, local spies, telescreens saying watch your neighbors going up in town squares and Walmarts. I mean, we've descended into a 1984 scenario. They've decided to just go with the most absurd levels of tyranny instead of hiding it. They're going with the bum rush scenario. Coming up, I mentioned this, so there's a new article out today. New drone has no pilot anywhere, so who's accountable? This is what the globalists have always wanted. They don't want militaries that can say no, that have esprit de corps and a history. Also, the Nashville video's been released. Rand Paul was detained for over an hour and a half, and the police lied. He was calm and not irate. He's all about being a doctor and being cold-bloodedly controlled. That's basically what the Pauls are. They're like Alex Joneses that are completely calm. Anyways, hey, it takes different strokes for different folks. They've been caught lying again. That's all the system does is lie, lie, lie. We're not strip searching old ladies. Oh, we are. We're not groping little kids. Oh, we are. There's no radiation. Oh, there is. There's no mercury. I remember 10 years ago, the lie was there's no mercury in vaccines. And they'd be on the news going, people say there's mercury. Conspiracy theorist. It was on the label. And then later they said, okay, mercury is good for you. I have the newscast where they say mercury is good for you. Well, joining us for the next 40 minutes or so, and I'm really honored to have him, and then we're going to get into all this other news, the economy, and we have another guest joining us, Francis Boyle, who wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty for the UN, top constitutional lawyer, went to school with the top globalists. He can tell you about him. He held the Kissinger position at, what was it, Harvard. But he's going to be coming on to talk about the incredible treason and the fascist state being set up. But Dr. Mayer Eisenstein, MD, JD, MPH, is a graduate of the University of Illinois Medical School. You know, we're going to come back in a minute. Some stations don't carry this segment, and I'll fully introduce him. But what an amazing guy. He's been out there for decades exposing vaccines, and he treats a giant group of young people who aren't showing any signs of autism. He doesn't just have the control groups of the Amish who don't have autism, it's unknown, might exist like a leprechaun or something. And now he has his own giant clinics and is very popular and can't find it. So, wow. Dr. Eisenstein, thank you for coming on with me, sir.
Oh, Alex, it's always a pleasure. And I tell you, one of the problems is the problems are so bad that you don't even sound that way out anymore. It's a real problem. I mean, I think we're going to have to start getting some different positions because, unfortunately, you're unmasking the truth and the people are listening.
Well, I mean, I wish I was wrong. I know the stuff I talk about sounds crazy, but isn't truth stranger than fiction? I mean, look at all the other crazy stuff that's happened in history.
Yeah, let me tell you something. You know, there's a great legal principle. It's where the judge tells the jury when they're about to deliberate, false is an uno, false is an omnibus. If you catch someone who's been a witness lying about one thing, you can make the assumption they're lying about something else, and you can disregard everything else they say. What you just pointed out just in the last few minutes, how they lied about Dr. Rand Paul, they lied about strip searching older women, you know, and I had an interesting episode in a airport a couple days ago where they said, you have to go through the scanner. I said, no, I'm not going through the scanner. I said, I'm an opt-out.
Hold on, Doc. I don't want you to be interrupted. We're going to come right back with Dr. Mayor Eisenstein. I'll properly introduce him and then start over right there with the that legal precept that if somebody's a known liar, don't believe them. Duh. And the system lies even when the truth would suit them better. An amazing doctor, researcher, treated over 75,000 children, Dr. Mayor Eisenstein. He's also an author. We'll tell you about his book.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, you know, they said that Rand Paul wasn't detained, and they said he got irate. Well, the videos have been released. He was detained, and he was not irate. He was very calm. The Tennessean newspaper is reporting Nashville airport video doesn't show irate Senator Rand Paul. Why does the system lie when even the truth would suit them better? I mean, we have Dr. Mayor Eisenstein with us for about 40 minutes. Then we're going to get some financial news. I just twisted Weldon Henson's arm, worked for us for 4 or 5 years, does a great job, local country music singer as well. But he was in the Air Force for a long time. And he said, yeah, what you're talking about, everything going to drones is true. All my buddies that are still in the Air Force that used to work on F-16s and stuff are now learning to fly the drones. And, of course, that's all simulated by computers and is getting ready, as the computer learns, to get rid of humans entirely. And that's in the LA Times today. What will the elite do when there's no military to say no to them to immoral things? Or where there's no footage that anybody sees of the war crimes? We're going to be discussing that at the very end of the hour. But again, Dr. Mayor Eisenstein, MD, JD, MPH, is a graduate of the University of Illinois Medical School, the Medical College of Wisconsin School of Public Health, and the John Marshall Law School. So he's also a lawyer. In his 39 years in medicine, he and his practice have cared for over 75,000 children, parents, and grandparents. He is the founder and medical director of Home First Health Services. That's huge. He is a board certified by the American Board of Public Health, Preventative Medicine, and the American Board of Quality Assurance and Utilization Review Physicians. He's a member of the Illinois Bar. His latest book, Making an Informed Vaccine Decision, goes along with his other books, Give Birth at Home with the Home Birth Advantage, Safer Medicine, Don't Vaccinate Before You Educate, second edition, Unavoidably Dangerous Medical Hazards of HRT and Unlocking Nature's Pharmacy. Some of his many guest appearances include The Oprah Winfrey Show and Hannity and Combs. Using the HCG protocol since 2009, he has lost over 100 pounds. And I noticed that when we got him up on the video Skype in March of 2010, he started the Metabolic Syndrome and HCG Weight Loss Clinic based in the same protocol that he followed. The metabolic program has helped over 500 patients lose more than 7 tons in the first year. We got to have him back just on that front alone. But here's some of the articles we've got today. We've got him on about vaccines. Polio vaccines, now the first cause of polio paralysis worldwide. The vaccine's giving you the polio. Baby dies after 9 vaccines in 1 day. You've seen big companies just got in trouble for, 15 babies dying after being given a vaccine. All of this is going on, and he joins us because, you know, they lie and say there's not mercury in vaccines. And we just got you on at the end of that first little segment. You were bringing up, as a lawyer, not just a medical doctor, this legal understanding or bedrock that if someone's been caught lying before, don't believe them again. So start back over, doctor. Great to have you here with us.
Oh, it's awesome to be with you. And that's a principle. When the judge gives the instructions to the jury, he says to them, if any witness has lied to you during the testimony and it's been shown to be a lie, you can disregard, you have the right to disregard everything else. And I think what you pointed out over and over again, you know, they lied about the mercury, they lied about the toxins, they lied about the effectiveness of vaccines. And, you know, Alex, I'm a very blessed man. I'll tell you why. I was a student of the late Dr. Robert Mendelson, and almost 50 years ago, he made the statement that no vaccine has ever been shown to eliminate any childhood disease. You know, you know, there's 49 years ago, and maybe I have the dates wrong. You know, but so, yeah, so I've been very fortunate because. That's the reason my 6 children and 10 grandchildren have never been involved with any of this type of stuff, and why I've been able to use Dr. Mendelson's principles to be able to implement not giving vaccines to many of our children. I went to law school for a very specific reason, to be able to help those families. And there's now millions of them. Your work has been awesome. Millions of children of families who decided not to vaccinate. And I see one of my jobs is to help them in any way I can to legally avoid vaccines. And if it's illegal, heck, that may be the right way to do it too.
Well, just to be specific here, you are one of the major pioneers in exposing the dangers of vaccines for decades. So you're saying you woke up because of the top, you know, famous doctor that you worked under. But now you've actually done the research. Explain to people what we see in the Amish, but also in the giant pool, or I guess they call it control group in a study, of your own patients. Where is the scourge of autism that's gone from 1 in 25,000 a few decades ago to 1 in 68 or so we're now seeing, and all these neurological disorders and other things? Where is that with your patients? Where is that with the Amish?
Virtually doesn't exist, you know, and it's more than just autism, or like I like to call it, brain damage from vaccines. Because autism is a true illness, 1 in 10,000, 1 in 25,000, but it's not the same as what we're seeing today. We're seeing children who can't talk, 7-year-old doesn't talk, still makes in their pants. You know, we got tremendous amount of neurological damage, you know, but also we virtually see no. You know, ADD, ADHD. We don't have, I think, a single case of peanut allergy in our practice. Is it all related to vaccines? Well, I'm sure a large part of it, you know. And in spite of that, see, I think, unfortunately, the eugenics aspect is 100% right. When you start taking a look at people like Bill Gates, and what is his job with it? What does he know about vaccines? Nothing. He said he knows it kills people. He has outwardly said we have to get rid of most people in this world. You know, and you know, I tell you what we have to focus on, Alex. How do we help people? How do we help? How do we save people? How do we save people from being exposed to having to take vaccines? And it's not getting easy anymore because hospitals are firing nurses who refuse to get flu vaccine. Flu vaccine, of all the stupidity that there is around, you know. If anyone is still skeptical that any of these things make any difference, I want to show a couple of slides that I brought here. The first one I want to show is it's got a a red slide, but the fourth or fifth one where it shows the increase in mortality of children from flu over the last 10 years. You take a look, there was almost no death from children until they start giving the flu vaccine to children.
And again, so we're on XM and over 100 AM and FM stations, but we're showing a graph for the legal record here on the video that hundreds of thousands will watch today, millions overall. And we're showing a graph here. In fact, blow that up, guys, where the blue part is filling the screen. Thank you. You can see there that as soon as they start giving the vaccine, that's when suddenly the deaths from flu explode. And we have the Canadian studies last year, as you know, doctor, or 2 years ago, that the H1N1 vaccine doubled your chances of getting the regular flu, lowered your immunity. We also know that they never get the vaccine correct to actually match what the flu is that year. It's a giant hoax. But tell us more about this graph that we have up on screen.
Well, on this one, you take a look, you can see there's hardly any deaths on the left-hand part in the and all of a sudden, as time goes on, all of a sudden they introduce the flu vaccine, it becomes mandated. All of a sudden, the death rate starts skyrocketing, you know, and almost all the deaths in children from the H1N1 were children who were vaccinated with the H1N1.
Incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it's just frightening, you know. But if you need any for adults, if we go to the next slide, this one is even more frightening because it shows, this is the one that says influenza and pneumonia mortality rates and influenza vaccine coverage. And you take a look at the broken line is the percentage of people receiving the flu vaccine, and the brown line is people who die from flu and pneumonia. The reason pneumonia is because that's what actually kills you, not the flu itself. As the more people in the population get the flu vaccine, more people die from it.
It's incredible, but let's expand. We're going to show one more slide here in a moment. But now, doctor, now that people are waking up and saying no, California passed a law to shoot kids up without telling their parents in the classical fascism, medical tyranny. They're now running hoaxes everywhere. It's the law to take vaccines. I talked to one of my crew members whose wife is an RN, that people got sick when they were forced to take it. And one nurse, a young nurse, is in a wheelchair now, and they're not supposed to talk about it. And I talked to nurses everywhere. I mean, this is like something out of a science fiction movie.
That's right. You couldn't make this up. I mean, here's where the truth is stranger than fiction, more frightening. And let's look at one more slide, and that is the one on United States mortality rates, and that's for measles, scarlet fever, typhoid, whooping cough, diphtheria. And you see, it looks like something scribbled by a kindergarten child. But what you see is that all these diseases in the 1900s, you know, had relatively high mortality. And the mortality rates start dropping. But you take a look, the vaccines are introduced and nothing changes. Because look at scarlet fever, typhoid, no vaccines given for them, they disappear at the same rate. I ask one question of every doctor who still has any hope in vaccines that make any difference. Explain to me how tuberculosis disappeared. Explain to me how cholera, typhoid, Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Explain to me before you start talking about the ones that we give. Unbelievable.
It was sanitation, wasn't it, sir, and better nutrition?
Sanitation. And also diseases just have certain periods where they're there, and then they just kind of die out by themselves, you know. And all we could do, and whooping cough is a great example. You introduce a vaccine that only works on the mild strains, and the other strains are dying out. Now we're seeing whooping cough epidemics, but only really essentially in children who have been vaccinated. Those who have been vaccinated, for all practicality, have no problems.
Well, see, and that's another big thing. I see the numbers even in the mainstream news, but it's buried. I want to come back and talk about this. The vaccines are actually making the children get what they're supposedly fighting. It's incredible.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and let me read you one more thing here. And this is an article that was in the medical journal called Vaccine. It's one of those.
Doc, we got a break. Get okay. to that. We got a break. We'll come right back with that. And folks can find out more at homefirst.com. And you can find his books, everything at homefirst.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Dr. Eisenstein. All right, Dr. Eisenstein is a best-selling author. He's a very well-respected lawyer, medical doctor. He's treated well over 75,000 children, parents, and grandparents. He's done studies, and he heads up homefirst.com. He's got clinics. I think they're all over Illinois, aren't they, Doc? And you're here giving people numbers, but I live, you know, and sleep and breathe media. I see all the stuff you're talking about. I mean, the big pharma knows the vaccines are reducing immunity. They know they're making people get sick. They know they're creating deadly strains, just like overuse of antibiotics. And their answer to our awakening is, okay, we're going to make you. But please continue with that quote you were giving us and tell us again where that came from.
You're talking about this is a quote in the journal Vaccine, and it says, a new article in Vaccine sheds light on the online practices of such groups. The global anti-vaccination movement, which is a loose coalition of rogue scientists, so I may fall in that category, journalists, there you are, parents and celebrities who think that vaccines cause disease like autism, a claim that has been thoroughly discredited by modern science. Now, let me tell you what's interesting even about their quote. Going to law school ruins you because you look at every word. Thoroughly discredited. Well, discredited doesn't mean anything. You know, even their own writing doesn't make any sense. It should be thoroughly disproven, but they don't use the word disproven because they know that's not true. It's been discredited, just like the Earth was flat was discredited, and people were hung because of those beliefs. You know, but I one more important thing that a lot of people listening, Alex, a lot of parents, grandparents, don't want to vaccinate. And many of them have school-age children or high school students or college students. And they've always asked me, what is the best way for me to avoid vaccines? And I put up a map here. And this map of the United States, there's 18 states left. They're green. In Texas, you're in a green state. You know, it has nothing to do with the nonsense of green our jobs. You know, it has to do with they allow a philosophical exemption for vaccines. And if you take a look, every state except Mississippi and West Virginia allow for a religious exemption. So those two states you can't live in. I recommend, and it's in my book, Don't Vaccinate Before You Educate. And I also am going to have a webinar this Sunday evening. And just go to my webpage, homefirst.com. Click on the webinar link and just sign up. It's complimentary. Just all you have to do is put your email address in. And I recommend, if you don't want to vaccinate your children, don't give a philosophical exemption. What does that mean? A philosophical exemption is you don't have to give I don't believe in vaccines. I don't want to do that. 18 states, including Texas, allows that. Because if you move from Texas to, let's say, Montana or Wyoming or Illinois, they don't allow for that exemption. And if the state legislature can overturn it. But it's still pretty hard to overturn the Constitution, although I tell you, our president's trying very hard. You know.
Yeah, let's be clear. They've introduced this exemption stuff because they know their so-called law is just really a regulation to attend school, and they kind of trick people into the exemption process itself. I know that I haven't even done the exemption process. They can just go jump in the lake, fly a kite, and go to a very warm place.
Exactly. But if you have to hand in anything, only hand in a religious exemption that still has protection from the First Amendment. You know, don't ever hand in a personal belief exemption. You know, and I'll be happy to help anyone who needs some help with that. You know?
You're right. That's much stronger First Amendment. But what if the tyrants do nationwide what they do in the bellwether California doctor and lawyer, Eisenstein? What do we do, counselor, as they export this everywhere? And a child can't buy alcohol, can't have sex, even if they want to when they're 12, because they're not an adult. It's statutory rape. Right. It's contributing to the delinquency of a minor. How does California say then, we're going to brainwash your kid, we're going to shoot them up when they're 12 and not even tell you? I mean, that is outrageous.
It's absolutely outrageous, you know. And the bottom line is you just have to say no. You may have to keep your children out of school. You may have to homeschool your children, which many of my patients do. You know, you may have to send them to a religious school, a small religious school, which will help you avoid vaccines. Look, let me tell you something. It's getting harder and harder, you know. But you have to stop going to doctors. So go to chiropractors, homeopaths, naturopaths, doctors who have had very strong history of being not only against vaccines, but looking to take a strong look at the dangers of all the pharmaceuticals.
All right, Doc, we got a long segment coming up. I got a lot of questions for you and any points you want to make. You really are one of the most informed people on this subject. But, I mean, this is getting to an insane point here where they're coming for our kids. We're awake. We know what they're doing. They're crooks. They're hurting people. They're eugenicists, like Bayer with the Factor VIII full of HIV knowingly for 10 years shipping it out. And then these murderers are coming for us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right. Well, Well, we've definitely got to have him back up just on all of his other knowledge in the near future, because I could talk to Dr. Eisenstein for hours. But when I start thinking about how incredibly creepy it is that Big Pharma can come just lobby and then get government to run a hoax and say a vaccine is mandated or mandatory, and then now they've got people going door to door under a Department of Health program, knocking on doors. I played this clip a bunch and saying, we're coming in to give your child a shot, and trying to intimidate their way in through color of law. I mean, this is hardcore corruption. And in the Soviet Russia, in Nazi Germany, in so many other countries, tyranny first comes in a form of medicalized tyranny through psychiatry and other systems. But I think about the UN, our own government, black men with syphilis, giving them syphilis, Tuskegee. Now we learn they were shooting kids up in Latin America. We learn about the UN doing stuff like this currently, adding sterilants to vaccines. It is a eugenics program. You've got Bill Gates talking about too many people, and if we can vaccinate, we'll lower the population. That's a quote. And then everybody laughing in the audience, these academics. This is really going on, and they want the precedent to put in our body what they want, when they want, when the Gardasil was killing people during the trials. And so they had Rick Perry come out and mandate it so that it would get government liability protection once it was, quote, mandated by a chief executive like a governor. I mean, these are cold-blooded companies, you were continuing there when we hit that last break getting into a piece of news, sir. Go ahead.
But, you know, I can tell you what's even more important is I'm listening to what you're saying, Alex. You've had a tremendous impact. Look what happened in 2009. In spite of millions and millions of dollars of advertising how dangerous the swine flu was going to be, the majority of Americans rejected it, even though it was being given free. How much more can you say than that? And one other statistic that came out in 2010, the death rate from flu in the 2009-2010 year was lower than any time in the last 10 years. The only thing uniquely different was no one had a flu vaccine that year. At least 75 or 80% of the country didn't. How incredible is that? So obviously the message is getting out, and that's what's exciting. I still have great faith in this country. You know, and my dad always said that my dad was from Russia. He escaped Hitler by going to China, and I was actually born today, 66 years ago, in China.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. You met my mom there, and he always used to say, the greatest thing about America is, no matter how bad things are, I pray that it continues like that. We eventually get rid of some politicians. Other ones come in. They're all the same. But the bottom line is that we can live here. And boy, I don't know what my dad would say today, because it's getting more frightening and more frightening.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Before, we always had corrupt politicians. We always had bad politicians. It was a mix. But now with this whole homeland system and this corporate bureaucracy.
It's evil.
Yeah, where they actually run everything, and then the politicians are just window dressing. It's creepy.
It's very creepy. I mean, it used to be this expression is what you can explain to incompetence, you don't explain by malice. But unfortunately, you know, malice is the bigger word. And I wonder what the president meant, although I don't think he means too much. I mean, this is not a very smart man. You know, I wish they would stop saying how smart he is, because, you know, he does have an agenda, you know. Here's the statement. I will not back down from protecting our kids from mercury pollution. Is he talking about the light bulbs that he just mandated that if they break, he's going to go in the house and grab the kids before the mercury escapes from those twisty light bulbs? I don't know. Just, you know, very frightening.
Yeah, it says you got to call a top-level hazmat team if one of those little things breaks. Or is he talking about the vaccines they're injecting everybody with? What did you think 10 years ago of the hoax, where parents would call, and I saw it on the news saying, it's a hoax, conspiracy theorist, say there's mercury. There's never been mercury. Or they had another lie, we've taken it out. or mercury's not bad for you. Have you seen that newscast where they actually say mercury's good for children's brains?
Absolutely. And let me tell you what's so frightening. In 2009, I, with 10 other people from an organization called Mercury Free, I can't remember the exact name, we went to Atlanta and we put on hazmat suits. You know, you should have been there. You would have loved it. And we were going to take a pretend vial of the H1N1 flu vaccine and throw it on the street and then have our hazmat team sweep it up. We were told we'd be arrested or put in jail because the vaccine, once it's spilled, becomes a federal offense. You know, I'm sitting there saying, you got to be kidding. They said it was safe. I mean, and so we weren't able to do it, but we still had our hazmat team there. How frightening. How absolutely frightening is this? And let me tell you something about mercury. We have an epidemic of obesity in this country. There's no question about it. And I unfortunately was a good part of that, and I think we have some of the solutions. But the question is, what caused it? You know, look at everyone has gotten heavier, especially our children are so much heavier. One of the causes may be mercury. Even in the smallest amount, mercury disrupts your system and doesn't allow you and cause you to gain weight. And we're talking about one of the smallest effects. If you take one drop of mercury and throw it into a 10,000-gallon pool, the whole pool is contaminated. One drop.
Well, I mean, as you know, Doc, this is one of the metals, heavy metals, they've actually studied for hundreds and hundreds of years because of all the industrial disasters in England. The term mad as a hatter, because it was involved in the clothiers and in the stains, that it made people go crazy. It's connected to schizophrenia, but they never want to say that because they just want to, you know, basically try to treat it with drugs instead of a heavy metal toxicity. And of course, some of it's genetic as well. But the point is there's different types. They know all of this, and I've seen the University of Calgary electron microscope stuff where they put other heavy metals close to mammal brains, and they only cause some electrochemical damage, but mercury in the brain causes a chain reaction and just keeps eating through the brain.
Frightening. And let me tell you, well, I want to expand for 1 minute. If someone shouldn't believe it's only mercury, because some of the vaccines don't have mercury. Many of the vaccines have ethylene glycol, antifreeze, phenol, a known carcinogenic, formaldehyde, aluminum, neomycin, streptomycin, fetal parts. You know, it's don't get too hung up on mercury, because they'll say, oh, we'll take it out. And you still have all the other toxins. And even more, aluminum may be as toxic as mercury. And if you take the mercury out, in order to keep the vaccine stable, they have to put aluminum in. Just absolutely frightening.
Well, that's like Dr. Blaylock says. It's an incredible adjuvant and supercharges everything and intensifies it. That's what he says his research shows it does.
And then Dr. Blaylock, if anyone does know, is a neurosurgeon, one of the most brilliant people I've ever met in my life, you know, as far as that goes. I'm going to be talking about this, Alex, Sunday night. It's a complimentary webinar. You can go on our website, homefirst.com, hit webinar and sign up for it. It'll be archived. I'll show about 200 slides on this. And also, I will answer questions about how to legally avoid vaccines to the best of our ability. The best way is to listen to Alex.
No. This is invaluable, saving lives here, Dr. Eisenstein. And, you know, I'd like to welcome you back in a month or so, as it's been too long, and perhaps we could do a shorter webinar, and I could actually sit here and shut up some and have you go over some of those slides and points here on the radio with us as well.
I'd be absolutely honored to. It'd be my pleasure, my honor.
Well, folks need to go to homefirst.com and find out about that webinar, the books, all the material. You've done an incredible job. And again, we're starting to turn the tide. People are waking up. In fact, I've seen studies, Doc, can you speak to this briefly, where they were bemoaning in Northern California that in the per capita highest educated county in the state, they have the lowest vaccination level, something only like 35% were vaccinating their children. And that all over the country, the more highly educated, the more people aren't vaccinating. Now, what does that tell the establishment? That the facts are there, the worm has turned, and now they're going to try to force us to take vaccines when their own vaccines, as you pointed out, are causing the whooping cough epidemic. And people like Dr. Dean Adel, I've heard him say, arrest people that don't vaccinate. They're endangering the rest of us. Well, wait a minute. If you've had the shot, Dean, and you take every new dangerous experimental shot that comes out, you should be protected then. Why can't
why
I make them?
Right, exactly. Why are you worried? But you know why it's only in the so-called, quote, rich? You know, it's because the poor people aren't allowed to get their food stamps, aren't allowed to have their Medicaid benefits unless they vaccinate. They tie the two together. And so I've talked to many, many poor people. They say, God, if we could avoid it, we would avoid it also.
Yeah, so it's like a firing squad. I mean, that is eugenics. Get them under your control and then medicalize them with this. And, you know, when this all completely comes out, and it is coming out, but I mean, look at Rick Perry destroyed by the Gardasil situation. I told him at the time it was going to destroy him.
Yeah, well, Rick, unfortunately, Rick Perry just didn't understand the issue, or he was too tied in with Merck. I'm not sure which one, you know.
Well, they bought off almost the entire legislature. But I mean, my point to you is, and I want your take on this in closing, Dr. Eisenstein, imagine as all of this, more and more of this comes out, all the people that have fought for vaccines, all the doctors that have endorsed it and written articles in the newspapers, and the criminals that knew at the top what this was really doing, they need to be brought to justice, because this is very similar to the medical tyranny we saw in Nazi Germany. And it's not enough to just defeat these people. When it all comes out, I want to see them go to prison.
I absolutely agree with you, because, you know, there's no excuse. The legal principle is knew or should have known. That's the standard a doctor is held to when it comes to malpractice. And criminal, the same thing, knew or should have known. You know, it's embarrassing that the smartest people in our society, doctors, well, and I'm not patting myself on the back as much, we are the most read, you know, do not spend the time to sit and study and do the research. There's so much evidence there. You know, just look at some of the graphs. I mean, what else? Explain that. You know, unbelievable. I agree with you. They have to come to justice.
All right. Well, let's do this. Let's get you on in the next month or so to do a full hour or more with the slides and a big presentation similar to what you're going to do coming up this weekend. God bless you, Doc. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you. My pleasure. Be well.
All right. Be well yourself. A great guy. And we hopefully will save some lives again with this today. In closing, since I brought it up, here is the video clip from CBS News locally in Austin, but they aired similar stuff all over the country, saying mercury is good for your child's brain. Here it is.
Device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses? A new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mathur.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm, kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Okay, and that was a CBS video package produced in New York, and then they just read off a teleprompter locally because they found you'll trust local faces more than national, but they're only speaking and regurgitating the demonic evil. And I have clips. We don't have time. You can type it into YouTube. MSNBC, no, CNBC says lead good for children. And they actually say lead is good for children. Don't worry about the Chinese toys. Melamine was killing kids. They said, don't worry, it's good for them. Your kid dies, so what? Or they got to hook them up on dialysis, more cash for them. Again, instead of denying things now, they just throw it in your face with pure evil. I mean, it is mind-blowing. I want to bring Ted Anderson up here briefly on the economy because he was raising this point. Ted, I know you've got some of the articles. 2 weeks ago, I saw the Wall Street Journal and Washington Post report, oh, there will be new easing, it'll be other monetary easing. And now he's announcing Bernanke, the Federal Reserve dictator, until 2014, another 2 years at least, or I guess 3 years, if it's all of 2014, that there'll be no interest rates increase, which, again, gives the bankers free money, but not the general public, who they loan shark. That's causing gold to go up, the dollar to go down. So they've tried to hammer gold down ahead of this, but we were correct. QE3 is back, and most economists are saying this will double the rate of inflation in 2012, Ted.
Yeah, well, I mean, Forbes was reporting it all the way back on November 22nd, but now we have the Wall Street Journal coming out with it. There's a lot of publications that are talking about QE3. I don't think the Fed is going to call it QE3 because they took such heat from quantitative easing number two. But they're doing it right now. If the Fed came in, they stepped in, they said they're going to keep interest rates low until the year 2014. Ben Bernanke is talking about having greater transparency to what he's doing. I can tell you right now, anytime you see the United States Congress voting on an increase on the debt ceiling, you should be owning more gold and silver, because you can expect the fact that there's going to be an increase in gold and silver prices, which will reflect the falling of the dollar. But yeah, right now we're talking about QE3. Wall Street calls it that. The Wall Street Journal calls it QE3. But Ben Bernanke is not willing to say those words. I'm sure he's doing that just because of the fact that he's trying to keep it. He's trying to get the nation to take a little different look at that. So,
well, Ted, now is the time for people to get involved in gold and silver. I mean, every time gold and silver goes down, they manipulate it down. Every time it only goes back up in the last 12 years. And I think people should get into gold and silver. And I know that you've used the downtime to buy a bunch of gold and silver, but you're not raising the price now that it's run up, I don't know, 50-something bucks the last few days. You're actually selling it at the old lower price. What are some of the specials that Midas Resources has?
Well, we have a bunch of specials that we just put out there yesterday, and we haven't raised the prices from yesterday. The franc is still at 371, even though gold today is up another $13.40. We've seen a high today of 1732, currently trading at 1725. But these silver dollars that I have in this bag, Alex, these are the silver dollars that I put with this video. And this American Dream video is so important to have. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that don't understand, well, what does QE3 mean even? Well, you have to understand the banking system to do this. I've been selling the creature from Jekyll Island forever with silver dollars and getting people involved with understanding the banking system, how money comes into existence and this type of thing. But if you get the video, you get the Big Brother book, you get two silver dollars that were meant to be as money by Thomas Jefferson and Hamilton.
Now you get collectible,
so
high-quality silver dollars for $73 with free shipping and the DVD film on the Federal Reserve Banking Cartel and the book, Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True. $73, that's a great deal on the silver dollars.
Well, that's the thing, Alex, because silver was down a couple weeks ago. I dropped the price to $69. Even on the internet right now, I have them posted at $73.
Really? We better hit refresh then, because it says $73 on the web.
No, I know. I have the internet prices have come up. I have a special price. If you call here, we're going to hold the old price at $69. So if you want to have that special right now and get that video with the silver dollars, you can still do it for $69, and that'll happen probably for the next couple of days. I mean, we're looking at $33.74 silver right now. Silver just a couple
days
ago.
All right, Ted, hold on. We're out of time. We're going to have to come back and get that offer right for folks and give people the toll-free number. We'll be right back. We got a big guest coming up. Is not outside the broadcast booth. I have to go get him during the one-minute break, because he's like, you're absolutely right. They're going to nothing but drones in the Air Force. You know, all my buddies that are still in the Air Force are all being taught to fly and pilot drones. And when you talk about how half the Air Force is now drones, it's going to be total drones. Well, yeah, the Pentagon said, like, back in 2000 that by 2012, half the force would be drone. And that by 2020, 90%+ except for troop carriers. But what they're not advertising is that most of the ground forces are going to be robots. And I'm talking about little spider robots that are a hand grenade that walk up to the enemy and kill them. But the thing is, they're autonomous. Here's the LA Times. New drone has no pilot anywhere. So who's accountable? Wow, I'm glad that's being raised, because the plan by the globalist is to have their own military, their own system that's automated that humans aren't involved in, and that humans basically, you know, can't say, "Oh, I'm not going to kill women and children, or I'm not going to commit a My Lai massacre, or I'm not going to do that, this and that." So I'm going to get Weldon to pop in here at the first 5 minutes. Then we've got an expert constitutional lawyer joining us on the whole police state and the web power grab and all the rest of the stuff that is going on that's so important. But briefly, Ted, Yeah, I always forget that special where you've got the two silver dollars for 69 if folks call, 73 on the web, because I guess there's web fees and stuff. We have those banners at Infowars.com on the right-hand side if folks want to link through and find that. The American Dream DVD film that's animated and very entertaining about the Rothschild banking cartel, the Rockefellers, and the rest of them. And then you've got Mark Dice's excellent book, free with the shipping, and you get silver dollars at a price that's excellent. So it is a loss leader. I happen to know you lose money on big time on that, but you're trying to get folks introduced to silver and gold. But what about folks that are ready to start getting some real silver and gold who aren't just wanting some free books?
I mean, obviously, you know, I mean, we're talking about that. I've got a discount right now. There's $69. If you go to the internet, you're going to pay a little bit more. But if you're looking at getting into the gold and silver market right now, I highly suggest that you get into the United States Eagles, the older Double Eagles. You can get into the Walking Liberty Halves, the Frank Coin. We buy a full year subscription to Bob's newsletter, the International Forecaster. There's just a lot of things that you can do. When you see the debt ceiling continue to go up and up and up, your portfolio should have more and more gold in tandem with that, because that's the only way the Fed can get more money out into the system. It's how inflation comes into existence. It's a matter of getting that debt ceiling up and then let velocity take it from there. That's how economics work. The Federal Reserve System gets the money into the system through the banking, issuance of credit. And if you don't understand that, that's why I think it's so important to get this video, the American Dream. We can't even have money without debt. And when you see the debt go up, you're going to see the value of the dollar go down. It's going to eat at your substance. It destroys this nation. There's no question about it. You need to have gold and silver to protect yourself from that thing.
Well, Ted, it's time for folks to give Midas Resources a call, 800-686-2237. I know I've bought silver and gold over the years and never sold any of it because it is an emergency backup in times of emergency when you have a global crime syndicate openly preparing to fully overthrow the United States, treating the public like they're the enemy, setting up classical tyranny, starting wars all over the globe and devaluing the currency. It's time to get into silver and gold, and Midas Resources is the leader and supports this broadcast and has insanely competitive prices. 800-686-2237, and tell them Alex Jones sent you and ask them for a list of the Alex Jones specials. All right, thank you so much, Ted.
Thanks for having me up, Alex.
And by the way, we got thousands of these in yesterday because I got sick of the supply chain problems. I went right to the publisher, and I paid to have a bunch of these suckers printed. We've got thousands of Bloodlines of the Illuminati right now being shipped out by Fritz Springmeier, and he's joining us tomorrow. You want to know why these people are scum? Read this book.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we have a constitutional law expert, Francis Boyle, joining us to break down NDAA. What do you do when you have open criminality in government? The internet power grabs, all that coming up. But right now, I wanted to just briefly get Weldon Henson in here. Worked here about 4 or 5 years, great guy, who was in the Air Force before that, working on F-16s and other aircraft, because we're always talking about this. But here's the Los Angeles Times. New drone has no pilot anywhere, so who's accountable? And you can go to their website and actually see what the drone looks like. Looks like something out of a Buck Rogers movie. And the Pentagon has announced that these are going to land on carriers, you name it. And by 2020, they're not going to have any human control. So that's just the intermediate. It won't just be that humans aren't going to be in any of the aircraft anymore. It's that it's all going to be drone, and it's going to be globalist programmed. Okay, and then they're also, by 2020, want to have about half the ground force robot. Now, that's really politically incorrect. Because, you know, John Wayne fights them. Yeah. But let me tell you, that's where it's going. And the thing is, that's why they're getting rid of the law to use the military against us. The Pentagon's publicly drawn up plans to have police robots, everything. And, I mean, this is what the technocracy is all about. The globalists call themselves technocrats. It's a global corporate fraud dictatorship of Ponzi operators that have taken the globe over through fraud, control our governments and tax money, and are militarizing against us. And they're worried that military won't do what they say. They know under Ceausescu, Hitler, other cases the military tried or succeeded. So the military is to be phased out. Robots are to work on the robots that work on the robots. And they will do it unless you're aware of this and stop them. The Pentagon is all about it and loves this level of evil at the top. It's just dedicated to pure Satanism at the top, and has a lot of good people working for it at the bottom. But Weldon, what do you make of this? We've talked a lot about it, and here it is.
Oh, I could definitely see that coming into fruition or whatever. It's you know, back when I did 6 years from about 2006, and there was a bunch of talk about unmanned drones. And there was a little bit of talk of this kind of stuff where there's no pilot anywhere. But I do know, even back when I was in, there was a huge influx of switching people with their career fields, you know, from just straight maintenance to flying drones. There's just a huge influx in that right now. I've got several friends that are still in that, you know, just cross-trained from working on the planes to flying unmanned drones. There's just a huge influx in that career field right now. And I didn't really think much about it until, you know, we talk about this. This comes up every now and then. And so that's why I just, you know, kind of reminded you about that, you know, earlier today when you were talking about it. I was like, yeah, that's absolutely true. It's actually pretty astounding, the numbers that are going over to that type of program.
And soon it's going to be complete drones. But do you see my concern? And the globalists actually say this, that they're going to use this domestically. They're already using drones against U.S. citizens. And that soon the elites won't even need the general military. They're going to have robots working on the robots, Weldon. I mean, it's so creepy.
Oh, I believe that. You know, I even to go this far where there's no pilots, I remember hearing talk about that. And I know just doing the unmanned drone thing now is kind of just an intermediate thing to another step to get to that level.
Was anybody concerned in the Air Force about this? Did anybody see where it was going?
Not really. Most people are just kind of excited that there's not going to be any humans having to do it, I guess. But
I was reading that the guys that fly the drones even get medals, like when they blow a village up now.
Yeah.
Like they're really big men, but now it'll just be a robot completely.
Well, the scary thing about it is, Alex, is you really lose your sight for humanity type, you know, deal where you got someone that's not really flying the plane per se. They're not really in danger. You lose a little sense of humanity, you know, in that kind of, aspect.
Total dehumanization.
Yeah, absolutely.
But now, for quote, cattle thieves, they're using predator drones.
I could see that, yeah. I mean, that there's a lot of options right now, if you know, for that type of stuff.
And they shake down little businesses and take them for the IRS so they can have drones attack the people that paid for the drone. And we put up with it, folks. Weldon.
They're not just for bombing or whatever. It's for surveillance.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's just a whole bunch of that going on.
Thanks, Weldon.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we are here live. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central as well. And five nights a week, we give you InfoWars nightly news with in-depth reports, investigative reports, man on the street, news, all of it. Special expanded documentaries. We are doing our best in the face of this tyranny to resist it. And we do know that if we fail, it'll be like people that failed to stop Lenin and Stalin and people like Hitler or Mao Zedong. There is no doubt by any yardstick, no matter how many constitutional law scholars I have on or historians, I can't tell you how many people, you've heard them, that I've had on. The last guest, Dr. Eisenstein, said, well, you used to seem far out, but it's all true. You're pretty much passé now. Yeah, I'm passé because I got woken up by emergency managers in Texas when the military approached them as part of a secret program to prepare for martial law and political dissidents to be rounded up. I didn't even know what Rex 84 was in the mid-90s. And I went to some urban warfare drills and witnessed the military training to go door-to-door in America and pick up citizens. I read the Hart-Rubin Commission plan to set up a TSA checkpoint system to then expand it from airports to highways, shopping malls, you name it. It's now happening. And now Homeland Security's at Davos setting up a global standardized network of control, exporting this global corporate tyranny that's gestated here in America. It's not of America. I use the 1979 alien analogy. It's been implanted in us. It's gotten sustenance from us. Our blood supply feeds it. We get the blame for it, but it's busting out now, and it's not a foot long. It's about 8 feet tall, and it's very nasty. And it's making its move, but there's always a silver lining. It's now revealing itself. They're saying, yeah, Senator Graham says, we'll secretly arrest citizens. We'll kill you. And the other senator, who was one of the co-authors, Lieberman, says, I want you to be scared. And he's up there sweating and looks like a bad guy out of a horror movie. I want you to be scared. And he has these one-way shark eyes. I mean, we are living history. But it's not even a president. They're just puppets. It's a structure, a corporate national security structure. And we have one of the big experts on this, somebody who was also warning of all this, and now, of course, has been unfortunately vindicated. But look at these documents we just got in the last week that are public. Shock docs, total federalization of police, new Homeland Security mission. It says citizen spies, body scanners on street corners. The feds will hire all local police, all data tracked. It's all these private companies with the former government heads making the money. Web censorship, Google admitting that's in the Washington Post. Here's another one. Secretary Napolitano unveils national strategy for global supply chain security. Department of Homeland Security press release saying everything's going to be tracked by them globally. The military converting over to 50% drones. By 2020, it'll be 90% drones. They're now coming out the next phase of ground drones, which, again, the elite can then command and won't say no to illegal orders. Could anybody, could they have tried to overthrow Hitler if he had robots? No. He had pretty close to robots, biological brainwashed humans acting like robots. But this is a new level of tyranny, secret arrest, torture, NDAA. And I just want to set the table there. We've only got it for about 25 minutes. Joining us here today is Francis Anthony Boyle. Is a professor of international law, university at the Illinois College of Law. He received his AB in 71 in political science from the University of Chicago and a JD degree, magna cum laude, from Harvard Law School. And he sat in the main office after that Kissinger held. And AM and PhD degrees in political science at Harvard University. He also practiced tax, international tax, in Bingham, Dana, and Gold. He also participated in the International Tribunal of Indigenous Peoples of Oppression, Nationalities, United States of America, that convened in San Francisco. He also helped write the big biological weapons treaties. I don't have time to go over it all, but he's a leading expert. Francis, you heard me preface you coming on with, we really do have a global corporate tyranny running Europe, running the U.S., that is overthrowing countries worldwide through proxies, that is building massive force up against the people and now admitting it's for us. What do you do when you're faced with a tyranny that's now out of the cradle, not crawling, on its legs, ready to attack?
Well, thank you very much for having me on, Alex. Yes, the situation is progressively deteriorating. I remember when you had your camera team come in and interview me 6 months after President Obama was inaugurated for your documentary on him being a threat to the Republic. And I had given Obama the benefit of the doubt for 6 months. And after 6 months of what he was doing, I concluded that he was taking us down. I had thought, since he had taught constitutional law, he was after me at Harvard Law School, maybe he would be proceeding to dismantle some of the police state, but instead he's made it worse. And that's why I gave you that interview, to blow the whistle on Obama. And look what he's done since then. The FISA Amendments Act that completely demolished the Fourth Amendment. His murder list, we now find out there are two of them, one maintained by JSOC, one maintained by the CIA, all approved out of the White House. And U.S. citizens are on that murder list. The NDAA, which Obama approved and indeed insisted, Senator Levin pointed this out, that it also applied to U.S. citizens. It basically eliminated the Posse Comitatus Act so that the military can literally come in, pick you and me up, and move us anywhere they want to. This is called enforced disappearances. It's an international crime. Turn us over to some third country to be tortured. Obama has said he'll continue the Bush policy of extraordinary renditions, which means it's a euphemism for enforced disappearances. This is exactly what these military dictatorships down in Latin America did with their death squads. So now Obama already has death squads abroad, CIA and JSOC, and with the NDAA, he's now in a position to start unleashing his death squads, disappearance squads here in America. What you can do, I think we all have to stand up in accordance with our own conscience and try to fight back. As we've interviewed before, I was put on all the United States government's terrorist watch lists back in the summer of 2006 by the FBI, CIA, when I refused to become an informant on my Arab and Muslim clients. So I'm very high on this list. I'm at risk, certainly, of as a result of the NDAA and Obama's murder list.
And by the way, Chris Hedges,
I'm standing up and fighting the best I can here, and I would encourage everyone else to fight back in accordance with your conscience.
Yes, sir, and I want to expand on that. But Chris Hedges, as you know, former New York Times Middle East Bureau Chief, Pulitzer Prize winner, is having to sue them because he says under this, he could be arrested. And it's coming out that Ron Paul, this is in mainstream news, has undercover military at his events because he wants to end the Fed. I've been followed around by the military. I've been sent the documents. I guess they want me to know. The military is now spying on mainline peace groups. They're spying on in the Fed groups. They are openly federalizing the local police. And all of this is just beyond illegal. I mean, as you know, as a constitutional lawyer, it's illegal to tell a lawyer you're going to spy on your client. It violates a bunch of laws, but they put you on a no-fly list. Now they're setting up TSA checkpoints, and they've now released new Homeland Security documents just 3 days ago. You may not have seen them, where they admit to have a job, you're going to be Homeland Security approved, to have a car, to travel, and that they're actually going to set up checkpoints on highways now, Mr. Boyle. I mean, this is classical Romanian Ceausescu-style control with a high-tech overlay. I mean, it's joke level. It's like if I was going to write a science fiction comedy. I know Kurt Vonnegut wrote some absurdist future police state books that were supposed to be jokes. I've now gone back and reread some of those, and what they're now setting up is more than a dark satire, is what I'm saying. It's so over the top.
Well, Alex, again, I think you're correct. After 9/11, I went back and reread two books, George Orwell's 1984, and that is what we're living in today, and also Professor Hannah Arendt's The Origins of Totalitarianism, explaining the totalitarian systems as they developed in both Hitlerite Germany and Stalinist Russia. And Professor Arendt was a Jew who fled the Nazis in Germany, came to the United States, taught at the University of Chicago, had left just before I showed up there, but I read most of her things. And one very interesting thing, you really need to go back and read Arendt, especially the part on, parts on totalitarianism and then imperialism. She had a section in there on anti-Semitism. Today, the substitute for that, of course, is against Muslims. So you just read Muslims.
Yeah, they always have a subgroup they beta tested on, get approval, and then they always expand it against the primary target, everyone they want to rob.
That's correct. Professor David Cole, Georgetown Law School, has a book entitled Enemy Aliens, in which he establishes that historically every totalitarian measure the United States government has originally taken against aliens, it then applies to United States citizens. What Professor Arendt pointed out in her book is that in both Nazi Germany and Stalinist Russia, there were at least one informant for every eight people, which was the size of an average family at that time. So Arendt pointed out that what was really going on in these two totalitarian states was that they were trying to break down the basic unit of their societies, which is the family.
Exactly, and now they have today. Now they have telescreens, as you know, going in Walmarts, malls, saying with Homeland Security director saying, don't trust anyone but us. I mean, again, it's cartoon level. But again,
well, you really have to read Orwell's 1984. Obviously, Professor Arendt's book, three books there are weighty tomes, one would say. But just read Orwell's 1984. It's all there. Including waging perpetual warfare abroad in order to maintain the police state at home. So I'd encourage everyone to just go out and get George Orwell's 1984 and read it. That is what is confronting us today. You know, war is peace, slavery is freedom, ignorance is strength, and we all love Big Brother. So that's, yeah. You know, as you point out, Big Sis there and Obama. Yeah, that is what we're facing.
But there's even a self-fulfilling prophecy in it. As they become completely tyrannical and there is no rule of law but they're jackboot, then people are going to start resisting as the abuses get crazier. And then that becomes the self-fulfilling prophecy of, see, here's the domestic terrorists. So there seems to be a method to the madness. But at the same time...
Well, that's correct, Alex, because you see, the NDAA was not about Al-Qaeda, which is totally non-existent, and in any event, was a CIA-concocted boogeyman in the first place. You have to ask yourself, well, why did they come up with the NDAA now? The Occupy Wall Street movement and the Tea Party movement. That's why they came up with the NDAA. It's not designed to go after Al-Qaeda. It's designed to go after... even peaceful, law-abiding American people like the Tea Party movement, like the Occupy Wall Street movement. That's why they rushed the NDA through. And Obama insisted, Senator Levin pointed this out, that it applied to U.S. citizens. So they're getting everything all in place here for the next round of opposition to what they're doing. And that's why... In my opinion, that is really how we have to understand the NDAA. It's not after Al-Qaeda. It's after the Tea Party movement. It's after the Occupy Wall Street movement. And things will get worse, yes.
Sure, the John Warren Defense Authorization Act of 2007 said, you know, we're getting rid of Posse Comitatus basically for insurrections in the states. So from your research, why is the system, the establishment, gearing up against the people at a accelerated rate? What do they know is coming? The economic collapse?
Well, it's that economic collapse is already here. They're just not prepared to call it. And then second, after 9/11, they decided to go for broke around the world and to steal all the oil and gas they possibly can everywhere in the world. Using 9/11 as a pretext, and there's no going back. So as they continue to wage wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Yemen, Pakistan, and who knows, you know, where else they're going to wage war, they're going all out to steal as much oil and gas as they can. They're now threatening Iran, They understand that this is antithetical to the maintenance of a Republican system of government at home. Empire is antithetical to a republic. And if they attack Iran, which they are seriously threatening to do, they could set off World War III. And that's what they're preparing for. Last weekend, and I'm not exaggerating anything, last weekend they sent a U.S. Aircraft carrier strike force with French and British ships through the Strait of Hormuz, basically daring the Iranians to attack them, and fully prepared to set that war off. So we really hang by a thread here from a world war. If we attack Iran, that could very easily pull in Russia and China. And both Russia and China have stated publicly that a U.S.-Israeli attack on Iran would threaten their vital national security interests. So they're preparing the groundwork here in America for massive resistance.
Yeah, that's right, because they're going to go after their opposition, even if we don't stand up to them during the war, as all tyrants do. I mean, they're following a exact blueprint of what's been tested and worked before. But looking at this, you know, being a historian, also being a lawyer, knowing and studying the psychology of these people, what concerns me most, Mr. Boyle, is that they're not, they've got a lot of experts that are really smart advising them on pieces of it, but the people actually giving the general commands and orders do not seem to be as connected to reality as even their more informed minions. And I mean, take Corzine.
That's one thing we can hope for, that they are so arrogant with power there in Washington, D.C., that they don't really understand what's going out here in the hinterlands with the people. They don't understand the Tea Party movement. They don't understand the Occupy Wall Street movement. They really don't understand that. And I think that's correct. I mean, look at Obama. Look at Romney. You know, Romney and I were classmates together at Harvard Law School, section mates. We took all our first-year courses together. Once you get into these so-called elite programs like at Harvard, you just get immediately co-opted, brainwashed, and totally out of touch with reality. So that is the one thing I think that is in our favor. And look at Romney campaigning, Obama campaigning. You know, they don't have a clue.
Well, that was my next question to you, though. That was my next question, is that look at Corzine, who made a 40-to-1 bet with other people's private bank accounts and then doesn't get in trouble when he gets caught lying, and he's the main White House financial advisor. I mean, I know we can hope they follow.
Larry Summers is even worse. Summers was fired by Harvard because he publicly stated women are dumber than men when it comes to math and science. And then if you take a look at this new set of articles just coming out memos just coming out of the New Yorker, he was the one who pioneered the rape of our economy for his buddies on Wall Street and the banks and the hedge funds.
But that's what I'm saying, is they're so crazy, reckless, hubris, chutzpah. I mean, what do you call it? They are mad dogs.
Well, this is the way people at these elite institutions get trained. What can I say? I spent 10 years at the University of Chicago and Harvard, and I have 3 degrees from Harvard, went through the same programs that produced Romney and Obama. That's just the way you get trained, and you get brainwashed, and you get co-opted and moved along to do this type of work, you know, for the money bags behind the scenes who are pulling the strings. You know, behind Obama was Brzezinski. Behind Brzezinski is David Rockefeller. Behind Kissinger is David Rockefeller. Both Brzezinski and Kissinger have been on Rockefeller.
I'll tell you what, professor, stay there. Just a few more minutes on the side if you can, because I want you to finish what you're saying and then talk about ideas for solutions, because you know they tried to groom you and hire you for all this. You're one of the few people that's been inside their inner sanctums and talked about it. So let's talk about that for as long as you can on the other side. We'll be right back with Professor Francis Boyle. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Friends, there are always groups throughout history that want to get control and then want to use the country they've taken over to take over the next country. And there's a method of the madness, because to commit the crimes that tyrants have to commit to get into power, they have to keep expanding and persecuting, or they're going to end up having their enemies come after them or be brought to justice. So these are Ponzi scheme operators, the people like Larry Summers and getting rid of Glass-Steagall and the derivatives, who, instead of getting in trouble, well, they're too big to fail, they just take over the whole society. And after the professor leaves us here in about 10 minutes, the articles are pouring in L.A. and in cities all over the U.S. LAPD and special forces conduct military maneuvers in the skies above downtown L.A. And I've been to these drills. They are there over and over again to acclimate the public to military occupation. Now, I'd be called a kook even when I had footage of this, because, oh, that wouldn't happen in America. Now it's like, well, you bet they're here to, you know, to help deal with domestic extremists. Then you get the domestic extremist documents. Muslim folks who are the beta test, they aren't even on the radar. It's all about gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, anti-war activists, rural groups, especially refuseniks, people that just want to live in the country and be left alone. Oh, look out. You've got to be part of this system. Black market economies, million-dollar fines for garage sales, arresting people with lemonade stands. They want you to know that average citizens who aren't criminal types, you're going to be shaken down. You're going to be groped by TSA. It's all here. Now, Professor Boyle, was getting into, you know, in Harvard in the same elite program that Kissinger and all of them came out of, and, you know, being in there with Mitt Romney and the rest of it, and in the same offices afterwards, after Kissinger had left, you know, they were pretty much offering him that job. So he's one of the unique people who was inside of there. And since you're bringing it up, please start over where you talked about who's behind Obama, who's behind Brzezinski, and please continue with giving us a bird's eye view or an inside view on exactly how this servant class, super servant class, to the big moneyed interest, how they're exactly brainwashed, what their worldview is.
Right. Well, we know for a fact that Obama's mentor at Columbia was Brzezinski, and then he went to work for a CIA front organization. John Pilger established that. So Obama has been a CIA asset since at least then. Once CIA, always CIA. American foreign policy, starting with 1968, has been controlled and dominated by Kissinger and his proteges on the Republican side, and then starting with the Carter administration on the Democratic side, Brzezinski and his proteges. It's either one group or the other, but they're pretty much the same. It is also a matter of public record that both Brzezinski and Kissinger have been for decades on the payroll of David Rockefeller and the Rockefeller family. And before that, we know that Kissinger is and still is a spook, Army counterintelligence during World War II. And apparently recently he was joking in his latest meeting with Putin that, yes, they were both spooks, Putin, KGB. You know, once KGB, always KGB. Once CIA, always CIA. As for Brzezinski, you know, he showed up at Harvard 1955-56 to get his PhD. During World War II, a good deal of the Harvard faculty joined the OSS to fight the Nazis, which was fine. But they came back, and then they became a primary recruiting ground for the CIA. And the same thing happened at Yale.
And they brought in a ton of Nazis to teach them all their anti-Soviet tricks and basically became what they'd been fighting.
That's exactly what happened. As we know, after World War II, OSS co-opted the Nazi intelligence and many high-level Nazi operatives. There was Operation Paperclip, where large numbers of high-level Nazis were brought in, either by OSS or by Army intelligence here into the United States, or shipped down to Latin America, all on condition that they cooperate with us against the Soviet Union. You're correct.
And it just gets crazier and crazier. So working in and around this, we know the global governance model is a global banking system that basically carries out a eugenics operations against the world. If you were brought into the inner sanctum of this at a higher level, grooming level, why did you break with it? When did you break? I mean, was it a process? How did that happen?
As for the eugenics, we know for a fact, this is a matter of public record, that Kissinger, working for Nixon, adopted a national security directive stating quite clearly that population control, i.e. eugenics, is part of a vital national security interest of the United States of America. And I believe probably since the adoption of that National Security Directive, that has been U.S. foreign policy around the world on the various problems that we're seeing one way or the other. Well, you know, as for me, I don't know. I was appalled by the Vietnam War, so appalled that I guess at the end of my third year in high school, trying to figure, you know, what contribution I could make, I decided to get the most elite education I possibly could and then come out and turn it against these people. Back in those days, the Vietnam War, these were the best and the brightest, as Halberstam's book of that name, and those were all the Harvard people that generation.
And so you were so dedicated to peace and not having imperial wars that you actually, you know, made the perfect grades and everything to go and be in the middle of that. Wow, that's dedication.
Yeah, 10 years at the University of Chicago, the home of all the neocons there, where the neocon movement was founded.
What did you do the whole time you were amongst them and, like, you know, working with Mitt Romney and around all these people? I mean, did you just keep your mouth shut?
No, I argued all the time.
Oh, really?
Oh, sure. I argued all the time with everyone constantly. Right. You know, what could I say?
Well, what did they think of that? Because, I mean, I've read these reports and had a lot of historians on. In fact, I've had some of them on, you know, famous lawyers, historians, people like yourself, where, you know, in the 1957, they'd be in a college line at the cafeteria, and David Rockefeller would walk up and recruit them right there. I mean, obviously, the elite are big on recruiting people, and I've read a lot of times they think, oh, you're going to argue now, later you'll turn to their dark side.
Regretfully, that happens to a lot of people at Chicago and Harvard, that as time goes on, I mean, I could have been one of these people very easily with no problem at all. So, you know, I tell my three sons, I could have had all the power, all the money, and all the fame I wanted, but instead I'm, you know, out there doing what I'm doing now, trying to stand with the poor, oppressed, and downtrodden people of the world, and now our own people.
But, you know, that's where the humanity and the strength and the energy and the value is. These globalists with all this petty power and these egomaniacs, they're unhappy. They're in prisons.
Well, I guess psychologically they are. They're, I think maybe some of them. I saw this a lot at certainly at Harvard, where you had, you know, very bright, idealistic young people going to Harvard, wanting to make the world a better place, and then they were pretty much brainwashed, and they came out to be monsters after 4 years or 7 years. In the case of Romney, he was a pirate from the first place, and we all knew it, that anyone who went into the JD MBA program at Harvard Law School and Harvard Business School, which Romney did in 1971, and you first started Harvard Law School, but everyone who went into that, we all knew at the time, was just going to be an outright pirate. That's the only reason you go into that program. And then after graduating, he went to work for Boston Consulting Group. And again, everyone, if you know anything about Boston Consulting Group, you knew full well everyone who went there was going there to become a pirate. And then Bain, who had been a partner at Boston Consulting Group, set up his own firm, and he recruited Romney out of Boston Consulting Group to become a super pirate. So that's really, you know, what Romney's all about, and, you know, you're reading about his tax returns and things.
And, oh, yeah, and yeah, doesn't pay taxes.
And I think, you know, despite what the mainstream news media is telling you, I think there's a lot of unreported income there that Romney just hasn't come clean on. I mean, you have to ask yourself, why did he have a secret bank account in Switzerland with UBS? And then what happens is the United States government and the IRS, the Department of Treasury, go after UBS, and then they start pressuring the Swiss government to have UBS come clean on its U.S. depositors. And then all of a sudden, Romney shuts down his UBS account. So, you know, I think, you know, we really need people to start looking into these secret bank accounts that he maintained in the Cayman Islands, Switzerland, Bermuda. You know, if you read the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, they only have people in there basically presenting Romney's point of view on these issues. But, you know, I have no inside information, and I don't have time to sit and read through.
But by super pirate, at Skull and Bones, that's what they call themselves.
That's at Yale. That is, if you go to Yale, unlike Harvard has its secret clubs, too. Yale, Skull and Bones. And, you know, you saw that movie with Robert De Niro and Matt Damon that the CIA recruited.
Yeah, the Good Shepherd.
Skull and Bones, right. And they recruited Bush Jr. Well, Bush Jr.'s father was CIA, and we know that after his graduation from Yale, his father had him work for a CIA front organization. So he was CIA, and he's still CIA. Kerry, Skull and Bones, you know, Special Forces in Vietnam. So, you know, you have two Skull and Bones guys running for the presidency.
It's amazing. Let me ask you this question. What, from your study, what's obviously their end game is take over the planet, shut down domestic dissent, do all of this, convert the military over to drones that'll follow orders, all of this. But, I mean, there's got to be an end to it. And I think it's just going to be the country collapsing and the dollar collapsing, because it doesn't look like all this military force they're piling up against us and others is going to make it for them. I mean, I don't see them finishing this marathon.
Well, I think from their perspective, it would be to start a war with Iran that could then end up with, you know, a major type world war. And then they would have all the justification they need to impose a police state here in America outright.
Yeah, that's
sort
it.
Sort of like what happened in World War II. And we would all then become cogs on the machine. I think that is their ultimate plan.
Yeah, it's 1984. It's 1984. Taken.
It's exactly, yes, it's exactly like 1984. And I would encourage everyone to go out and reread 1984. That is where we are today, sure.
And, of course, they finally figures out in the book, he's like, I think one government is running both sides, and it's missiling itself because it's just an excuse to always degrade society, trampling and being trampled upon. It is just, you know, in closing, you say you knew Romney real well.
Gingrich, I didn't say I knew him really well, but we did take all of our first-year law classes together.
Okay, so you know him.
Class every day for an entire
sure,
year.
Sure, so you know him. I mean, here's the deal. Just gauging a person. Newt Gingrich just radiates crazy, out of control, really wicked person, and then his actions show that. Romney, kind of like with Obama, it's just mainly hyper-competitive, no morals. But, I mean, would you say that he's consciously like a psychopath, or is he just a super competitive pirate?
He is certainly a pirate. There's no question about it. And that's why he went into that JD MBA program, Harvard Law School, Harvard Business School. And I believe even at the time we knew His father had just run for the presidency and lost, and it was clear he intended, at least to me, my assessment, he intended to go out, become a pirate, make as much money as he possibly could, and then at that point run for the presidency. So, in fact, this is a lifelong plan by Romney, probably going back to 1968 when his father lost the presidency.
Wow, and again, in between Obama and Romney, it just shows the corporate system has finally gotten it where it really is nothing but reshuffling deck chairs on the Titanic, and that this is all a facade. And then Ron Paul enters the fray and is the only real candidate who isn't bought and paid for, and it's messing up their whole Alice in Wonderland false reality. I mean, briefly, your take on Ron Paul and his view
I think you're correct about that. You know, as a lawyer and a law professor for many years now, Ron Paul is the only candidate who expressed concern about the Constitution and the rule of law. And as you know full well, that was long before he decided to run for presidency. After 9/11 is when I began to pay attention to Ron Paul, when he began to object to the police state tactics by Bush and the wars abroad. So he has consistently taken this position after 9/11, to my knowledge, when I began to follow him, and he still is today. Romney will be no better, perhaps worse than Obama. I guess the difference is, you know, Obama is a CIA asset. Romney is not, but he's still a pirate. Basically, Romney's an agent for the Mormon Pope. Romney was, and perhaps still is, a Mormon bishop. He had been a Mormon archbishop, and given the hierarchical structure of that church, I believe he has always taken his orders from the Mormon prophet. So that's what we're facing now. And as we know, a lot of the Mormons now are in the CIA, FBI, military.
Basically, our government has just turned into a bunch of special interest grabbing at levers of power, and that's the only fight is special interest scrabbling around fighting over the levers.
I believe you're right. And, you know, when the campaign comes up, from my perspective, the most important thing is to get our Constitution back, if this can be done.
Sure, we want America back.
We have to do that.
We want America back.
If we're going to make any changes at all, we have to get the Constitution back and dismantle this police state, going back at least to the USA Patriot Act. And even
hold on, we got to go to break. All right, final segment, and Dr. Professor Francis Boyle is our guest. Look, we're not in Kansas anymore. We're not in America anymore. If we're going to get the Republic back, we've got to be honest about how much trouble we're in. This is so real, folks. And they've geared up so long for all-out war with the people. They do plan to rest all of it once they go into the next phase of this. They do plan on a civil war. They do plan. They want that fight with the people. They want the re-education. They want it all. These people are all about the exercise of power. And I have to have debates with my wife about not leaving this country. You know, Professor, you're talking about restore the republic, legalize freedom again, recognize what's happened. We were talking during the break. I mean, just in closing, people can learn more in your latest book, Tackling America's Toughest Question, available at Amazon.com and bookstores. But, I mean, just say what you were saying to me off air. I mean, you were talking about 9/11. They did it. They did the anthrax. This shows you who we're dealing with. I mean, these are some hardcore murderers.
Well, it's true. We've discussed the anthrax before, and I do have a book on that, Biowarfare and Terrorism. It's obvious. It's very clear. The anthrax, this was super weapons-grade anthrax prepared by the CIA, Department of Defense, probably Battelle, and it was unleashed to ram the USA Patriot Act, set up a police state. They shut down Congress. They shut down the Supreme Court. And they killed our own people. So any group of people that would do that. And basically, it was politicized. They shut down constitutional government. When they shut down Congress, they shut down the Supreme Court. So any elite that would do something like that against its own people will stop at nothing. And they undoubtedly still have a stockpile of that super weapons-grade anthrax still out there, either at Dugway or Battelle, Fort Detrick, who knows.
You're a bioweapons expert and helped write global treaties on it, but as you know, they're also producing a bunch of airborne nasty flus, poxes, and Ebola now. I mean, heaven help us. We are in the hands of total psychopaths.
I believe that's correct. The if you look at the funding for biowarfare after 9/11, now it's somewhere in the area of about $70 billion,
yeah.
Which in constant money is more than the Manhattan Project. We are geared up to fight biological warfare. There's no question about it. And we now have close to, I'd say, 400 labs researching extremely dangerous biowarfare agents, maybe 15,000 people, death scientists, I call them. The National Institutes of Health has been thoroughly corrupted. It's now the National Institutes for Death. Center for Disease Control has now become the Center for Disease Proliferation.
And I know they're killing a lot of scientists everywhere that don't play ball, but what's your number?
Last number I read was about 26 were killed microbiologists. Yeah, it could be higher, but the last figure
all
I
right.
saw.
We're going to have you back up, you know, not once a year, but in the next few months if you'll do it, Doc, because I mean, I want to get into your expertise on bioweapons because that's, I mean, heaven help us. Thank you so much for all the time. The book is Tackling America's Toughest Questions. God bless you, sir.
Well, thanks. And again, this is a time for American citizens to stand up for the Constitution, the rule of law. You all have skills. You all have talents. You all have a conscience. I think we can do this together.
Yeah, this is no joke, though. I mean, we're not facing just boss hog corruption. We're facing scientific nastiness. Thank you, and we'll talk to you soon, sir. All right, there he goes. We got to get him back up, guys. And then in a month or so, let's try to get him back on about bioweapons. He really is the expert. He's the big guy that wrote the main treaty on it. By the way, we got a lot of new books and videos, indoctrination about the public schools, the deliberate dumbing down that goes with it. And we got it back in print, plenty of them. Order them today. Bloodlines, the Illuminati, to know why they're so nasty. They're devil worshipers.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
And all that's available at InfoWars.com.
Visit GCNLive.com
All those books.
Today.
We'll see you tonight, 7 o'clock, Lord willing, PrisonPlanet.tv.